Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Today is Remembrance Sunday, a day in which we pause and remember the horror of war and the sacrifice of the many millions of people in the previous two world wars, as well as the many conflicts and wars that have happened since, including, of course, the current wars taking place in the Middle East and in Ukraine and Russia. As we think about all this, I also want to continue with our series of Emmanuel, So What? God is with us through the joys of life and also through the sorrows. He is with us as we marvel at the wonders of life. He is also with us as we shudder at the horrors people may experience in life. And so it is appropriate that we think about this on Remembrance Sunday as we consider Emmanuel, So What? So remember with hope. Let me read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surgings. There is a city whose streams make glad the city of God. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. So one of the reasons that it's important for us to remember is so that we can have confidence and hope for the present day. We remember that God is our refuge and strength. We also remember that God is ever present, and these things give us hope and confidence to face our daily struggles. God is our refuge. In Psalm 46, the community of Israel worships together, proclaiming and remembering that God is our refuge and strength. The definition of refuge states that it is a place or situation providing safety or shelter. Psalm 46 expresses the truth that true and ultimate refuge is found not in a place or situation, but in the only Lord God Almighty. We often try to create safe shelters and places of refuge. During the World Wars, Britain built numerous bomb shelters for people to take refuge in, but they were miserable places that were often cold, dark, and damp. They were not soundproof, so you could hear the sounds of the bombs landing all around you. This provided a horrible reminder of the dangers around people while they prayed that the shelter would hold. And because of the horrible conditions of the shelters, people were unable to live in there for extensive periods of time. Another example of something that was supposed to be a refuge comes from the tragedy of 9/11. In the World Trade Center, there was a bomb shelter in the basement that was supposed to be used in times of emergency. When the planes hit the towers, obviously the shelter became useless, buried under millions of tons of rubble. The towers were supposed to be able to withstand a plane crash, but they did not. Both these examples show that the refuge places built by human hands are flawed and temporary. Human strength, ingenuity, and wisdom all ultimately fail. While we may be able to make temporary places of safety and shelter, finding true refuge in human capabilities is impossible. When we look back at the tragedies and horrors of the past, it helps us to remember that our true refuge and safe shelter is found in God alone. This gives us hope and confidence for the present, because we have a God who is always with us. And so we can always rely on God's strength. We can always run to him for refuge and shelter. The second line in Psalm 46 gives us another reason to be confident for the present, because God is ever present. He has always been with us in the past, and we can trust that he will continue to always be with us in the here and now. It is good at times of remembrance to remember that God has been with us throughout our history, and that God is with us now. We do not always pay attention to God's presence in our lives. We get distracted by the many things that occupy our minds and busy our days. But God is there in every moment. And we should continually take the opportunity to remember him and to listen to him. There's a poem that speaks of this powerfully called Christ in Flanders by Lucy Whitmill. We had forgotten you, or very nearly. You did not seem to touch us very nearly. Of course, we thought about you now and then, especially in any time of trouble. We knew that you were good in time of trouble, but we are very ordinary men. And there were always other things to think of. There's lots of things a man has got to think of: his work, his home, his pleasure, and his wife. And so we only thought of you on Sunday. Sometimes perhaps not even on a Sunday. Because there's always lots to fill one's life. And in all the while, in street or lane or byway, in country lane, in city street or byway, you walked among us, and we did not see. Your feet were bleeding as you walked our pavements. How did we miss your footsteps on our pavements? Can there be other folk as blind as we? Now we remember, over here in Flanders. It isn't strange to think of you in Flanders. This hideous warfare seems to make things clear. We never thought about you much in England. But now that we are far away from England, we have no doubts. We know that you are here. You helped us pass the jest along the trenches, where in cold blood we waited in the trenches. You touched its ribaldry and made it fine. You stood beside us in our pain and weakness. We're glad to think you understand our weakness. Somehow it seems to help us not to whine. We think about you kneeling in the garden. Ah, God, the agony of that dread garden. We know you prayed for us upon the cross. If anything could make us glad to bear it, 'twould be the knowledge that you willed to bear it. Pain, death, the uttermost of human loss. Though we forgot you, you will not forget us. We feel so sure that you will not forget us. But stay with us until this dream is past. And so we ask for courage, strength, and pardon. Especially, I think, for we ask for pardon. And that you'll stand beside us to the last. I like that poem that we sometimes think about on Remembrance Day. Because it is so relevant. Not just for the past, but also for today. When we are going through daily life as usual, with no huge trials or difficulties, we tend to get complacent, and just like it says in the poem, we forget God, or at least we very nearly do. There are so many things to think about in daily life, and we don't think to include God in what we're doing, even though he is there in every moment. But Christ is there in every street, lane or byway, in the country lanes, in the city streets. He walked among us, but so often we choose not to see him. On this Remembrance Sunday, as we remember the cost that many millions of people paid to ensure we could live in freedom, let us not forget the unimaginable cost that Jesus paid so that we can live in ultimate freedom, and so that we can have God with us every moment of every day. The chorus line repeated in Psalm 46 echoes this: "The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." So, Remembrance gives us hope and confidence for the present, as we're reminded that God is our refuge and he is ever present. But Remembrance also gives us hope and confidence for eternity. This is because this turbulent world is not all there is. All of the violence, suffering, and pain will pass away, but the hope we have in God is eternal, because he has promised us a place in his eternal kingdom. In Psalm 46, David makes allusion to this as he talks about the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Now, while David was in part speaking about the earthly city of Jerusalem, he was also speaking about the heavenly, eternal city of God. We know this because David wrote, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, but there is no river that runs through Jerusalem. This is only something that appears in the depictions of the heavenly Jerusalem." So it appears that David was speaking prophetically here as he looks toward the heavenly city of God, which will not fall, even if all other kingdoms fall. We have hope for the future because we know our home is with God forever. This helps us when we are in hard situations and it feels like everything is hopeless. We can trust that our current trials are all temporary. Everything will fall away, but God's kingdom endures forever. We also have hope because of the promises of God. The psalm continues stating, "Come and see what the Lord has done. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fires." As we look around at the world today and we see all the wars taking place currently, these few lines seem even more important than ever. When God causes war to cease, he doesn't just make a temporary ceasefire or an uneasy peace. He removes war completely from the ends of the earth, and the tools of war are destroyed so they cannot be used to fight with again. This is the hope we have for the future, the destruction of war and the end of fighting. So what now? Remembrance gives us hope for the present because God is our strength and refuge. Remembrance gives us hope for the future because God causes all the war to end and invites us to live with him in the city of God. But what do we do now? Now we listen to what God says. "Be still and know that I am God." Whether we are going through joyful times or sorrowful moments, whether we are marvelling at life or shuddering at horrors, whether we are walking an exciting journey or trudging through the monotony of life, we need to be still and recognise that God is present. He is working and he is worthy of our worship and exaltation. As we think back in remembrance, let us be still in the here and now and recognise God. Recognise his presence. Recognise his amazing love, grace and mercy. Recognise his holiness and righteousness. recognize his hand of justice working in the world around us. Be still and know that he is God. Let's pray. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Lord, we thank you that you are indeed with us. You are ever present. And you are also our refuge, our strength and our fortress. And we can trust in you even when we look around at the world and see chaos and pain and violence. So Lord, as we look back in remembrance today, as we think about the horrors of the past, help us also to recognize your presence with us in all those moments. Help us to realize that you are our strength. You are our refuge, and nothing can take that away. So Lord, we pray, help us to have confidence for the present and for the future as we look to you and trust you. In your name we pray. Amen.